519, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I believe we have made contact with Luke Roziak. Luke has been working a story regarding the super PACs. The court ruling unleashed torrent of attack ads is the headline. And Luke joins me now. Hi, Luke. How are you?
Hey, Andy.
Hey, listen, this is the first presidential race since the Supreme Court ruled in favor of letting these independent political groups do their thing, right? That's the super PACs.
That's right.
And how's that going, by the way?
Well, the ads really started in November. We saw like $3 million in presidential expenditures in November, and at that point, 90% of them were positive. But we've seen this thing quickly devolve into a bloodbath. Presidential super PACs have spent $33 million by now, and the latest ads have been 90% negative.
Okay, I was just going to ask you if there was some kind of breakdown to show you, to show us, you know, how that was going. Now, who is responsible for getting this whole ball rolling?
Well, the biggest super PAC has been Mitt Romney's. It's staffed by some aides from his 2008 presidential campaign, and it's funded by just probably a couple people. They've yet to disclose their donors. The last time they disclosed was in June, but at that point they had a couple of people in the financial industry who had given $1 million each.
Wow.
And that's really kept this thing rolling, and I think part of what's driven this negativity has been that others have felt that they've had to respond.
Yeah.
And you've seen a couple of people break promises as a result. Gingrich and his campaign and his affiliated super PAC had promised that they weren't going to go negative, and in some speeches, Gingrich was decrying the negativity and what he said were lies coming from the Romney super PAC. But after they sunk $10 million into attacking Gingrich, he and his super PAC had enough, and now they've been running ads that are just as negative targeting Romney.
Do you think that the powers that be that made the ultimate decision on this saw that the opportunity existed for former campaign managers, for friends, for families to get involved and do exactly what they're doing today?
I don't think they entirely anticipated it. In former elections, in what used to be soft money before McCain-Feingold, you would see sort of generic liberal spending from unions who would chime in on in the general election, basically, advocating for whoever was the Democratic nominee, and you'd see similar things from groups on the conservative side. But these are very niche groups. I mean, the Supreme Court talked about giving voice to unions and corporations, but none of these groups existed more than a few months ago.
And
I don't think that they necessarily envisioned it, but I think they probably should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
The case that they were deciding in Citizens United itself was an attack on Hillary Clinton herself. It was a long-standing group, Citizens United, which has advocated for Republican causes and conservative causes for decades, but they were going after a particular Democratic candidate.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think they envisioned these kind of niche groups.
All right. Now, you mentioned, obviously, Romney, Gingrich. Santorum, has his campaign succumbed to the pressure of going negative?
They have, and it's not his campaign, it's an affiliated super PAC
that
likely has many links to his official campaign.
I gotcha.
But that was one of the surprising things to see. And he's a candidate who's kind of lower tier, so if he goes out and attacks Romney, it's not clear that those, whatever voters are dissuaded from voting for Romney, it's not clear he would even get that vote. So there's less of an incentive for him to go negative, but even he's done it.
Yeah.
And he's done that, because, you know, again, Romney's super PAC has spent like $13 million. The vast majority has been against Gingrich, but they also did some anti-Santorum spending. And as soon as they targeted Santorum, then the Santorum super PAC came out with some negative ads themselves. It's interesting to look at the two super PACs affiliated with presidential campaigns who stayed positive the whole time. Those were super PACs affiliated with Rick Perry and John Huntsman Jr., and we know how that turned out.
Yeah, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Huntsman's father have some involvement in his super PAC?
That's right. We still haven't seen any formal disclosures, but John Huntsman's father has acknowledged being a contributor, and I suspect that we'll see that he's one of the major contributors.
Yeah. What about Ron Paul? Where's he standing in all this?
He has several. He has at least two super PACs. And they're mostly doing online advocacy. They've always had, the Ron Paul guys have always been very savvy when it comes to technology. And we've largely seen small online advertising buys from them. But they've recently started throwing a couple $1 million in real TV ads, down in Florida.
Wow.
So they're hitting the airwaves in a more traditional fashion now.
Yeah. All right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong once again. Last year, President Obama slammed the court for a decision. Was this the one? Was this the same ruling?
That's exactly right. President Obama absolutely comes off as a hypocrite because he has a super PAC now. It hasn't been active. It's only spent like $200,000, but that's going to be probably a big player in the race. And this is a court decision that he's been against, and he's constantly demonized Republicans as being the party of big money, and he's demonized rivals, including Romney, as being fueled by these secret money groups. And now he goes out and has one of his own. A former top political aide, Bill Burton, left the White House to start up this group. And now it's waiting in the wings. It only raised, as of June, about $5 million, which isn't very much. It's not going to be enough to compete with the big ones on the conservative side, Freedom Works and American Crossroads. We don't know how much they have currently, but it is possible that even though Obama's guys are out there trying to raise money, some people are so turned off by what sure seems like hypocrisy that they're reluctant to give to a super PAC.
Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, Luke, as always, thanks for joining me. Appreciate you giving us a little clarity to this issue. You take care.
Anytime, Andy. Bye.
See ya. Luke Rosiak, Washington Times reporter. If you get the chance, read all about it in today's Washington Times. It's called Court Ruling Unleashed Torrent of Attack Ads, and this deals with the super PACs we hear so much about these days.